Hi, this is Ty from Customer Support. How may I help you?
Yes. So I took advantage of one of your, offers to get some, trial product. And there was two different ones that I got, and then like a week later, you guys charged me like 90 something dollars for each one of those after I paid the trial, $7 and $8 or whatever. So I would like to make sure that that is refunded and cancel any subscriptions. Hello?
Yes. Just to locate the account. To locate the account, may I have your zip code?
32701. And I'm assuming it's the same phone number for both of these.
It could be the merchant IDs are different, but they're the same products.
Yeah, same company, but like you sell it under two different flags or whatever. Yeah.
So, what's the last name?
Lehman, LEH MANN.
Then, what's the shipping address to verify the account?
815 Orienta Avenue, Suite 2020, Altamont Springs, Florida 32701.
All right, so give me a few moments to look over the account, and I'll be right back with you.
No worries.
Oh, yeah, so you did a trial offer for the Keto Ascend and Keto Ascend Cleanse. Yes. So it started on the trial started on the 20th, but there was a delay in the shipping. That's a delay in the shipping.
Well, here, I mean, here's the issue, right? I did order the trial, right? One was like $6.90, and one was like $7.95, right? Which is fine. I mean, it showed up, whatever, the shipping may have been delayed or whatever, but I got it. And but I didn't even start it until yes this week because New Year, whatever, and but yesterday, both of those products tried to charge me another 90 something dollars each.
The reason why is because this company's trial is it starts when you place the order. Once you place the order, it starts then. So your 14-day trial started on the 20th. And what happened is there wasn't a cancellation within the 14 days with their terms and conditions. If there's not a cancellation within 14 days, they bill the full amount, the full retail price for each trial bottle. For each trial bottle. And that's what they billed you, the 92.90
Yeah.
for.
Well, I mean, you know that that's a whatever gimmick. So I'm calling to cancel that and get a refund. If I don't get a refund, I'm going to dispute the charge anyway. So I'm just suggesting you to do the refund. And not of the original trial dollars, just the 9160. And the other one was already blocked. I already blocked it on the credit card. But and then ensure me that the whatever subscriptions are in fact canceled.
What I can do is do a 35-cent reimbursement as a customer courtesy, only due because the charges are valid due to the terms and conditions.
I'm telling you that you're not going to get the money anyway, because I will dispute the charge, because I'm not paying that.
I just don't understand, but which I understand. What we'll do is, because unfortunately you do a dispute, your bank will do pretty much just do an investigation, and this company will have to prove that's a valid charge. Valid charges, and that just show the terms and conditions proving that they're valid. Then if you lose it, if for any reason you lose a dispute, they'll my refund will be null and void. So let me see what I can do to see what I can do is use my employee discount, which is a 50% discount, and they'll offset the charge by 50%. So you get 50% reimbursement. And then I can also make sure the account is canceled, so you don't have to worry about any further charges.
You know, it's funny. This happens all the time, because when the bank, you know, when I talk to the bank about this, they're like, be prepared that they're going to offer you a discount first. So I understand you got a job to do, my friend. I don't want to, you know, take anything out on you. You're doing your job, but I'm telling you, either I get the full refund and cancel the account, or I will dispute the charge and we'll go through the whole process or whatever, you know. I don't want to get all yelly, screamy, and blah blah blah, because that's on you. And what is it? This is not you personally, you know. So
how's it? Okay, let's try to see if I can use those two discounts. All I can do is offset the charges using discounts. So let me see.
I mean, again, I paid for my first bottle or whatever of each of these to try it. I didn't even get a chance to try it before you charging me $100 a bottle. Ain't happening. So, and obviously that's a game that particular company plays, some kind of 14 days if you don't call us in 14 days and da da da. When I didn't even get the thing until January, whatever, January 4th or whatever.
Just give me a few moments and see if I can use the discounts to get a better percentage. Just give me a few moments. Okay, so there's two. I use two discounts to equal to 75% discount, then that offsets the charges, and it only gives you $69.68. So you're only paying 25% of it, and the rest of it goes back to you. To and 29 again, it's $69.68. It'll be back into your bank account within 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, no, and again, keep going back to the well until we get up to like 100%. Then we'll be good. I appreciate the work you're doing. I mean, but we got, another 25% to go.
Again,
I'm sorry. Like I said, I know you got a job to do, my friend. There's nothing on you, but it ain't happening, So,
all that I can do is see if there's any other way to get higher, because I can only have the two discounts I can use to
I mean, and
just gonna leave it.
I also try to understand how 75% comes out to $69, because that's kind of
If you use, if you do, since it's it's 92.90, and then applying a 75% discount, 75% of that is 62 is $69.68.
okay. I'm sorry. Say again. So it's 90.
290.
90 what?
92.90. If you apply find a 75% discount, it only gives you, it only takes off 75%, which is $69.68.
Right. But that would be a charge of $23, not $69. You're basically doing it backwards, saying 25% discount. You're timesing it by 75%, but
Yes. So you're getting a reimbursement of that. You're getting a
oh,
reimbursement.
okay. You're saying I would get reimbursed $69.
Yes.
Yeah, but what about the other one? We got two of these, first of all.
The other one didn't go through. It was declined. So you only got charged the 92.90. So yes. So displaying that, it gives you,
And
you'll
you're not
get
going to
back.
try to charge that one again?
No. So no. So yeah, by applying it now, it'll be to get that back. Also, cancel the account out and give you a cancellation number just so you have verification that the account is canceled.
For both products.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question, and I don't know if this is recorded or not or whatever, but like in your job, do you probably get like a certain thing that says like how many can these can you keep, right? Like that's why you're working, I mean, to handle these calls, and out of every 10 or whatever, however many you can keep is like goes into your scorecard or whatever, right?
We don't have a scorecard. Our job as customer support is just to do as our job title is customer support is help out as much as we can, but also help out as much as we can, but also stay to the lines of the terms and conditions.
So curiosity, even applying all these discounts, let's say I agree and I say, okay, I'll get the refund of $69 or whatever, right? Let's just assume for a moment. That's basically saying I've paid for a second month of one of the products, right? At a discount, but that I've paid for a second month. Am I ever going to get that second month?
No, because what it is that if you go back to their terms and conditions, the terms and conditions are that If there's not a cancellation within the 14 days, they charge full retail price for the bottles that you already have. And then 30 days later, they charge you the same amount, starting your second order, and then put you on reoccurring bill until cancellation.
I guess I really can't agree. Can't agree. So we're back to the beginning.
So
again, I'm requesting a refund. Or I'll have to simply, you know, dispute the charge. We'll go through that whole thing. I mean, that's fine. I mean, we'll let the chips fall where they may. I know what you said earlier, like, oh, you know, we had terms and conditions, but let me tell you, it's not going to hold up. So I'll dispute the charge. I'll get my money back anyway. So I was giving you guys the option.
So just again, to explain is that if you lose dispute, you the money they give you, they'll take away because they found out it's valid.
I'm not going to lose the dispute. It'll be fine. I will not lose the dispute.
Yes, sir. Just give me a few more. Let me see if my manager will allow me to use their discount, and maybe I can do something with that. Just give me a few moments.
All right, please. Do you have yesterday's timesheet?
All right, so I was able to get my manager's discount.
Mm-hmm. Are you there? It seemed like it went silent.
Oh, the mic had went out. But I was saying is that I used my manager's discount, and my manager's discount, applying with mine, that I made to offset the charge. Yes. So give me a few moments and I can get everything situated and I'll be right back with you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, so they have the account canceled and also refunded you the 9290. Are you ready for the cancellation number?
Yes, please. Go
All right,
ahead.
so one moment.
Part of the country are you? That's just small talk. This has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, there's an I'm in Alabama.
Alabama.
Yes.
I was actually in Alabama last month. Well, in
Overall.
November, I guess.
That's nice. That's nice. There we go.
Eufaula. I was in Eufaula.
Oh. I'm in Mobile.
Bigger
Oh
city.
no, and the cancellation number. Are you ready for the cancellation number? I forgot to ask. Let you know. At
All
the
right, I'm ready.
cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 60113. C as in Charlie, D as in Delta, C as in Charlie, 27.
And that's for both products, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Well, I do appreciate your help.
Yes, you're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day, sir.
You too, thank you.